335831 o entra en grupobaugan.com.
¿Qué tal, Carlos? ¿Y tú por aquí?
Hola, Elena. Nada, que estaba al lado y voy a aprovechar para pasarme un momento por Baugan.
¿Pero no te habías apuntado hace nada a los trimestrales?
Sí, pero es para mis peques.
Sí, tus peques estaban ya apuntados a Junior, ¿no?
Al Club Junior, a los Urban, pero también quiero ir dejando cerrados los campamentos de este verano.
Madre mía, campamentos de verano ya. Sí que eres previsor, ¿eh?
Pues todos deberíamos hacer lo mismo, que luego nos pasa como otros años. Sin plaza donde queremos y los míos encima todo el verano quejándose en casa.
Pues sí, pasan los meses y al final tomamos la decisión a última hora. Y luego pasa lo de siempre. Oye, y por informarse no se pierde nada, ¿eh?
Campamentos de verano Baugan. Infórmate sin compromiso llamando al 91-133-5832. 91-133-5832. O si lo prefieres, ven a la calle Orense 69, primera planta, o a la calle Arapiles 18.
Don Quijote y Sancho Panza, Cleopatra y Marco Antonio, Adán y Eva, Romeo y Julieta, Baugan y Disney. ¿Eh?
Sí, ya lo has oído. Baugan y Disney siguen colaborando para que tus hijos aprendan inglés mientras se divierten. La magia de Disney con la calidad de Baugan. Entra en grupobaugan.com e infórmate. Para más información sobre cualquiera de nuestros cursos, llámanos al 91-133-5833 y te ayudaremos con lo que necesites. 91-133-5833.
Friends, welcome to the Drive Time Show. It's your friend Kyle here, Kyle Miller, and another edition of the Drive Time Show lies ahead. It is Cinco de Mayo. That's right, it's time for a bit of a Mexican-themed celebration. Ándale! Amigos, that's right, it's Cinco de Mayo. We're going to talk about what this holiday is all about, what happened on Cinco de Mayo. We'll have a look at that. We've also got some interesting facts about Mexico. Yay, facts about Mexico. We've got a bunch of questions from listeners like you in our by request section. Also, Donald Trump is in the news, apparently launching a new communications platform. I'll tell you all about that. What's Donald Trump up to? Grammar, pronunciation, vocabulary, phrasal verbs, history, music. Oh my gosh, what a show. What a show lies ahead, everybody. Lots to talk about. Let's get it started. My name is Kyle Miller, and welcome to Drive Time.
Welcome to Drive Time with Kyle Miller.
Yes, it is time. It is that time. It's drive time. Drive safely, folks, if you are driving, si estás conduciendo, or maybe you're home and you're saying, Kyle, it's COVID. I'm not driving anywhere. Yo me quedo en casa. All right. That's not a bad idea either these days. Today, I am in Nova Scotia, Canada. We are under a lockdown here in Nova Scotia, in Eastern Canada. I'm locked down. We have a province-wide lockdown, which was mandated by the provincial government here in my home province of Nova Scotia about 8 days ago. So we're about 8 days into a lockdown, which was said to be 2 weeks, dos semanas, but it's going to be, I firmly believe that it will be longer. I think everybody believes that it will last longer than that. I think it's going to be maybe a month, maybe three more weeks or something like that. But we will find out soon. But during the whole COVID, during the whole pandemic, really, Nova Scotia, my home province of Nova Scotia, has been one of the best places in the world to be, really. Very few cases of COVID. In fact, very often we would have days, sometimes we would have maybe 10 days in a row with no cases. At one point, I think we went something like 20 days without a single case of COVID-19 in the Canadian province of Nova Scotia. But about 3 weeks ago, with all of the variants that are going around, there were first, you know, 4 or 5 cases in a day, then 10, then 20, then 30, then 40, then 60, then 90, and today, yesterday, I think about 130, and today about another 145 or so new cases. Now, this is for those of you who are just tuning in, saying, ¿Qué está diciendo Kyle ahora? Está hablando del COVID. Dios mío. Yeah, and that's right. And I'm talking about COVID in my home province here in Canada, Nova Scotia. I say here because I'm here. I'm in Canada right now. I am recording. Estoy grabando el programa desde Canadá. And people say, oh my gosh, really? Come up with this. How could that be? Yeah, I'm recording the Drive Time Show from Canada now. Not temporarily. Temporarily. I will be back, of course. I'll be back to Vaughan Radio in studio soon, I hope. Probably quite soon. But for now, de momento, this is what we're doing. We're doing some, we're all recording from home, so I've decided to spend a little bit of time, in my home country because it's been so safe. Because Nova Scotia has been so safe, but now, suddenly, suddenly, we are under a COVID lockdown. So I might be better. It might be safer for me to go to Spain. And I never thought I would be saying that. But it seems to be the case now. As things get better little by little in Spain. But anyway, enough talking about COVID. We've talked about that enough. Everybody else talks about it all the time. We should talk about something more enjoyable, like how about English? How about we talk about ways to improve our English, and how about we get warmed up before jumping into more of the content on today's Drive Time Show? We got to get warmed up. Hay que calentar motores un poco, no? You got to get warmed up. That's right. So we're going to step into the warm-up gym.
The warm-up gym.
All right, it's time for the warm-up gym, and we're going to start with 10, probably more. Porque me gusta, because I like it. We're going to look at a bunch of sentences of translation. Okay, here we go. Number one, me lío con ese tiempo verbal. I get mixed up with that verb tense. Me lío. That's right, I get mixed up with that verb tense. Bueno, si te empeñas. Well, if you insist. If you insist. Te veo cansado. You look tired. So we don't say tired, no. Tired. Oh, you look tired. Te veo cansado. You look tired. ¿Y tú no lo estarías dispuesto a lo que he hecho yo? And wouldn't you be? After what I've just done. After what I've just done. Okay, yo acabo de hacer. After what I've just done. And wouldn't you after what I've just done? ¿Qué has hecho? What have you done? What have you done? Acabo de terminar de escribir más de 4,000 frases. I've just finished writing more than 4,000 sentences. 4,000. En serio. I've just finished writing more than 4,000 sentences. Mm-hmm. ¿Qué quieres decir? What do you mean? ¿Qué quieres decir? Quiere decir, we say to mean. What do you mean? Quiere decir que todo hasta ahora ha sido fácil para mí. I mean that everything up to now, todo hasta ahora, everything up to now has been easy for me. Todo hasta ahora ha sido fácil para mí. Everything up to now has been easy for me. ¿Te crees muy listo? You think you're really smart. You think you're really smart. ¿Te crees muy listo? Mm-hmm. Fallé muy pocos en el último libro. I missed very few in the last book. En el último libro. Yeah, I missed. Fallé muy pocos. I missed very few in the last book. ¿Estás buscando un reto? Are you looking for a challenge? ¿Estás buscando un reto? Quiero algo que me empuje. I want something to give me a push. Yeah. I want something to give me a push. Que me empuje. Quiero algo desafiante. I want something challenging. Algo desafiante. I want something challenging. Quiero algo que me pongas a prueba. I want something that tests me. Quiero que me hagas sudar. I want you to make me sweat. Quiero que me hagas sudar. I want you to make me sweat. Yes. Quiero el inglés como tú lo hablas. I want English like you speak it. Pero los 6 primeros libros contienen el inglés de uso corriente. But the first 6 books contain normal English. Inglés de uso corriente. But the first 6 books contain normal English. Entonces, ¿por qué me cuesta tanto entenderte cuando hablas? Then, why do I have so much trouble understanding you when you speak, cuando hablas? So notice, to understand someone, understanding you when you speak. So why do I have trouble? Notice, have trouble followed by the ing. Have trouble understanding. Have trouble listening. Have trouble hearing. Have trouble seeing. Have trouble playing. Have trouble understanding. So why do I have so much trouble understanding you when you speak? A lo mejor deberías limpiarte los oídos. Maybe you should clean out your ears. Yeah, maybe you should clean out your ears. Deberías limpiarte los oídos. A lo mejor. Maybe you should clean out
your ears. ¿Ves? Acabas de usar un verbo compuesto.
You see, you've just used a phrasal verb.
Hay miles de esos verbos.
There are thousands of those verbs. And it's true, there are. There are thousands of phrasal verbs, and I think people come up with new ones all the time. And we're able to invent new phrasal verbs because there is some logic to them, particularly with the preposition. Right? Like if I say, to blow out a candle,
apagar una vela, soplando,
blow out, put out a fire, extinguish, put out a fire, put it out by blowing, blow out a candle. I could splash it out with water, I suppose. I could smother it out with a bucket to smother, right? You smother is to deprive something of oxygen, typically, to smother, S-M-O-T-H-E-R. If you smother a grease fire in your kitchen with a cloth, con un trapo, you cover it up, the fire will go out, right? You don't want to put water on a grease fire because the grease, la grasa, the fat, floats to the top, and then it gets carried away, and the fire essentially spreads. So you should cover it with a cloth. Cover it out. Or, well, smother it out, I suppose. But there's some logic here, because what I'm doing is using a certain combination of, a certain preposition. The preposition is giving me the meaning of the phrasal verb. And this is why we can come up with phrasal verbs like email it over to me, right? Send it over to me. Now 100 years ago, we didn't have email. 25, well, when did we have email? I don't know, maybe 30 years ago. 40 years ago, we didn't have email. But we could say, send it over to me. Send the letter over to me. Mail it over to your brother on the other side of the country. You could, send it over. You could wire it over. You could mail it over. You could throw it over. So logically, when we developed email, we started to use it as a verb. Oh, I'm emailing the answer to my colleague. Email it over to me. So the logic of using over as in sending something was evident among native English speakers. So then you have the invention of a new phrasal verb. Email it over. Send it over to me. Now you could just say email it to me. But if you say over, because we understand that use of the preposition, it's not mysterious for us. It makes sense. So people say, Kyle, how many phrasal verbs are there? And I could say, well, there are 2,248, but I have no idea because they're subjective and they're always changing, right? But it's just like the same thing happens in Spanish. You say el Internet. Why is it el Internet y not la Internet? So when someone invented the internet in whatever year, 1992 or whatever, whenever someone invented the internet, did they go to the Royal Academy and say, hey guys, we got this idea for an internet. What do you think? Masculine or feminine? No, they didn't do that. I don't know. I honestly don't know how you do that in Spanish, how you decide when a new word comes into existence if it's going to be masculine or feminine. COVID. El COVID, la COVID. Someone had to decide at some point, yeah, we're going with masculine. We're going with feminine on this one.
That's very difficult for non-native Spanish speakers, people like me, trying to decide which one to use. It's tough for us to know if something is going to be masculine or feminine. But I don't think Spanish people really think about it too much. You just tend to have it, right? You tend to get it right. Anyway, let's move on. Let's see what people are talking about in the online world and everywhere else. How about our trending topic?
Trending topics.
Trending topic. Oh, yes. It's Cinco de Mayo, everybody. Arriba! Andale, andale. Yeah, Cinco de Mayo. Now, what is the real story behind Cinco de Mayo? No, it is not the celebration of Mexico's independence. Right? Contrary to popular belief, it's not Mexican independence. That is September 16th. Cinco de Mayo actually commemorates a battle on the 5th of May that was an unexpected victory for the Mexican army over French forces. Mexico was attacked by foreign troops because President Benito Juarez had defaulted on payments to European countries after they had basically run out of money. They weren't able to pay their bills. They endured three wars, which put their country in huge debt. And back in 1821, they fought for their independence from Spain. From 1846 to 48, they fought against America. In 1857, they had their own civil war. They started their own civil war. And Mexico decided to default on its loans. They said, look, we don't have any money. We're not even going to bother paying you. We can't. So France, Britain, and Spain sent troops over to demand payment. They came over and said, guys, all right, show me that, like Jerry Maguire, show me the money. But Napoleon III had other plans to take the country and install a French monarch. That wasn't going to happen. Britain and Spain wouldn't get involved in that one. Now, 6,000 French troops went up against 2,000 Mexicans in the town of Puebla on this day, the 5th day of May, back in 1862. And Mexico won. Now, later on, Napoleon III returned with more forces and installed Archduke Maximilian to rule. The U.S. at the time was busy fighting their civil war. The town of Puebla was on the way to Mexico City, and the people of Puebla got together to fight off the French. Cinco de Mayo became a rallying cry, un grito de, yeah, we can do this. Cinco de Mayo, remember what happened for the fight against French occupation. They celebrated each year with song and dance and food to stay focused on regaining the country and retaining their heritage. Now, Mexico won back their independence in 1867 when Archduke Maximilian was overthrown. He was executed. And they actually put his shirt on display, all covered in blood and everything. They had shot him up, and they put his shirt on display in Mexico City to commemorate the moment of victory. But for that, they had that yell, Cinco de Mayo, on this day. So, no, it wasn't, in fact, Mexican Independence Day, but rather just an acknowledgement of that battle. Sort of a David and Goliath story. Fighting off the big guy. The French show up to try to take over, and they resisted. They fought them off and became proud of that, as they should be. And so Cinco de Mayo became, as I said, a rallying cry. Okay. We're going to have to take a break, everybody, for a few minutes. But I'm going to come back, and we have questions from listeners like you We got questions from Darío, Olivia. Actually, two from Darío. And a couple more as well. Some that came in through Instagram, some that came in from Facebook. If you're not in the Facebook group yet, what are you waiting for? I put free classes in there, videos, PDFs, content, audios, you name it, in the Facebook group, English with Kyle. No cuesta nada. English with Kyle, the free Facebook group. And I have a question thread open. You can put your questions in there, and I will answer them here on the Drive Time Show or right there in the Facebook group. We're going to take a short break, but we're going to be back. I'll be back in a few minutes. We're going to hear some music from one of my favorite old 60s bands. We're going to hear some music from the Kinks after this, and I'll tell you the importance of this song on this day from the Kinks, if you know that band. We'll talk about it. We also have some interesting technology news. Donald Trump is in the news again. Remember him? I'll tell you why after the break. Plenty more to come. Lots to improve your pronunciation after the break as well. So stay with us. All right. Queda aquí con nosotros. Stay with us, folks. I'll be right back. Don't touch that dial.
Información sobre cualquiera de nuestros cursos, llámanos al 91-133-5833 y te ayudaremos con lo que necesites. 91-133-5833.
Sí, dígame.
Ahora tu profesor Vaughan desde tu casa, la oficina. Tu profesor Vaughan en clases telefónicas. Ahora más fácil y cómodo. Consigue uno de los tres planes de formación en grupovaughan.com/clases telefónicas.
Contact us now for a free level test and get started on your trimestrales right away. Your English adventure awaits. Trimestrales de Vaughan.
Nuestro curso de inglés por videoconferencia es la opción perfecta para perfeccionar tu inglés en poco tiempo y sin perder tiempo en incómodos desplazamientos. 100% online, por videoconferencia, desde cualquier lugar. Grupos de 6 personas como máximo. Horario de mañana o tarde. Prueba de nivel gratuita. ¿Qué más quieres? Nosotros no podemos darte más facilidades. Ahora te toca a ti. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate sobre nuestro curso de inglés por videoconferencia.
Young people in Spain speak and understand English better today than 20 years ago. However, their level is still insufficient for effective communication in the professional world. If you're a young person, and if you want to progress in your profession rapidly and decisively, stop everything and focus now 100% on English. Get the problem 100% out of the way now. Don't postpone it.
Ven a vernos a nuestra tienda física en Madrid. Estamos en la calle Orense 75, de lunes a jueves de 10 a 2 y de 2 y media a 6 y media. Y los viernes de 10 a 2 y de 2 y media a 5 y media. Y si no, ya sabes, vaughantienda.com.
Haz una pausa y disfruta, mejorando, aprendiendo con tu curso trimestral por videoconferencia. Con todo el dinamismo e intensidad de una clase Vaughan en una plataforma rápida y de fácil instalación. Por fin llega tu mejor momento del día. Cursos trimestrales por videoconferencia. Haz tu reserva en el 91-133-5833. 91-133-5833.
Lo que más miedo da al profesional español es hablar por teléfono en inglés. Por eso Vaughan ha desarrollado las clases telefónicas, en las que trabajarás tanto tu comprensión auditiva como tu fluidez oral con un auténtico crack de la enseñanza. Tú eliges la hora y la temática de cada clase. Flexibilidad absoluta. Calidad Vaughan 100%. Contrata las clases telefónicas de inglés de Vaughan para tu empresa. Llama al 911-335-831 o entra en grupovaughan.com.
If you haven't made any decision yet about your children or young adolescents concerning summer camps, July and August and early September, we offer summer camps in different places around Spain. We also offer camps in Canada and other parts of the world. And so look into it now, because the sooner you sign up, the better. The sooner you sign up, because a time always comes in the early spring or the mid-spring in which we're full. Sometimes we're booked up. And some parents get upset, and it's usually because they didn't call in time. They waited too late. They waited too long. So for the summer camps for children or for young adolescents, think about it. Try to make your decision now and to act on it, or to least to call us in Baugan for information about this. Thank you.
Más información en el 911-333-5832 o en grupobaugan.com.
Si tienes alguna duda o necesitas información sobre cualquiera de nuestros cursos, llámanos al 91-133-5833. Repito, 91-133-5833.
Let's go.
You're listening to the Drive Time Show with Kyle Miller.
The Kinks and their song Waterloo Sunset from the album Something Else. Actually, no, not Something Else. It's actually Something Else by The Kinks was the name of the full album. This is 1967, and this one went to number 2 on the charts in the UK. And Waterloo Sunset came out as a single. Well, like I said, it went to number 2 on the UK charts, and Ray Davies of the Kinks later said that the song was originally going to be called Liverpool Sunset, after his love for Liverpool and the Mersey Beat sound. Now, my hometown is called Liverpool, where I am right now. I'm in Liverpool, but Liverpool, Canada. And I'm recording today's show from Liverpool, Canada, my hometown. I grew up here. And down the road, there's a street called Waterloo Street. And there's a river that runs through Liverpool, which is called the Mersey River. So all inspired, to use the term lightly, or generously, inspired by Liverpool, England, of course. But yes, this song was written by Ray Davies. Little fun Vaughn Radio fact. Our good friend Fitz, who hosts the morning show, No Excuses, here on Vaughn Radio, he worked in a bank in Ireland and served Ray Davies. Little known fun fact for you related to the Kinks and Vaughn Radio. And he called this a romantic lyrical song about his older sister's generation. Now, Waterloo Bridge is in London, and the lyrics are about a guy looking out of a window at two lovers meeting at Waterloo Station. And he used to cross Waterloo Bridge every day when he was a student at the art school there. And he brought this song to the band while they were in the middle of recording the album. Apparently he was reluctant, hesitant, reacio, reluctant to share the lyrics because they were very personal. Now later, his brother, Dave Davies, who's the guitarist for the band, he said, Ray felt like it was an extract from a diary that nobody was allowed to read. And they often say that there's a line in there. It says, Terry meets Julie, Waterloo Station, every Friday night. It's about the relationship between a guy named Terrence Stamp and the actress Julie Christie. This was a rumor, but Dave Davies denied this in his autobiography. He said that it was about this fantasy of my sister going off with her boyfriend to a new world, and they were going to immigrate and go on to another country, he said. So there's certainly some symbolism going on here. And the Kinks, yeah, they were formed by these two brothers, Ray and Dave Davies, who generally didn't get along at the time. They didn't get along well. Their family structure may have something to do with it. Ray and Dave Davies were seventh and eighth children in their family. And the first six were girls. Another strange fact about Ray Davies is that he was shot in 2004. He was visiting New Orleans with his wife, and a mugger, a type of thief, like a street thief, stole her bag. And Davies chased her, and the guy shot him in the leg, causing pretty severe injuries. Of course, he lived on. He did okay, but he was pretty significantly injured at the time. All right, let's look at the lyrics, la letra. It starts off, dirty old river must keep you rolling, flowing into the night. People so busy makes me feel dizzy. Taxi light shines so bright. But I don't need no friends. Double negative. I don't need no friends. As long as we gaze on Waterloo sunset, I am in paradise. Every day I look at the world from my window, but chilly, chilly is evening time. Waterloo sunset's fine. Terry meets Julie, Waterloo Station, every Friday night. But I'm so lazy, don't want to wander. I stay at home at night. But I don't feel afraid. As long as I gaze on Waterloo sunset, I'm in paradise. Every day I look at the world from my window, but chilly, chilly, it's evening time. Waterloo sunset's fine. Millions of people swarming like flies round Waterloo Underground. But Terry and Julie cross over the river where they feel safe and sound. Sanos y salvos, safe and sound. And they don't need no friends. As long as they gaze on Waterloo sunset, they're in paradise. Waterloo sunset's fine. Nice. So, yeah, Waterloo sunset. Nice song. Nice one. And anyway, the Kinks, I recommend you check out the band if you don't know them. Look them up online. Great 60s sound. Great early rock sound. Good band. Great musicianship. And anyway, we're going to move on. Let's see. We got a bunch of questions here from listeners. Maybe your question's in here, depending on who you are. But yeah, let's dig into the mailbag with today's By Request.
By Request. Inglés a la carta.
All right, it's time for By Request. Inglés a la carta, as they say. That's right. It's English the way you like it, however you like it. And English to go, if you will. We have a couple questions from Dario. Dario, who says, Kyle, can we show agreement by saying so or neither positive auxiliary. They, or she, or they, her or them, to neither, or are they wrong? Oof, this is a tricky question to understand what he means. Okay, I think he means like so can they. Okay, yeah, for example, so can they. So we can go to the beach, and so can they. Mm-hmm. That's right. So we would, if something is affirmative, if something is shared that's affirmative with two groups, we would say so, or two parties, so. So can they. So, we can go to the beach and so can they. Ellos también. También pueden ellos. They can go too. So can they. So will they. We will be here tomorrow. And them, so will they. And your brother, so will he. And you're right, we're modifying the auxiliary verb. We could say, oh, so did he. I was in the office yesterday. Or I went to the beach last week. And my brother, so did he. Now, if it's negative, we're going to say neither. Neither did he, neither did they, neither will they, neither do they, neither does she, neither have you. Okay, so I hope that makes sense. I don't know if I'm really getting into Dario's question exactly. This is my understanding of your question. But Dario, if I've not answered it correctly, then let me know. Dario has another question. He says, Kyle, what is the difference between rise and raise? Okay, rise and raise. And this is a question of what we call transitive verbs and intransitive verbs. So a transitive verb necessarily has an object, whereas an intransitive verb does not have an object. We have a subject. So, for example, I raise my hand. This is a transitive verb. I raise my hand. The object, my hand. Now, my hand rises. So, subir could be rise or raise. But to raise, you raise something else. You need an object there. I raise my hand. The government raises taxes. The store, the restaurant raised their prices. Now, if the restaurant raises their prices, what happens to their prices? Well, their prices rise. Their prices rise. During the pandemic, their prices rose. Y últimamente, lately, their prices have risen. Rise, rose, risen. Management has raised prices. Yesterday, management raised prices. Lately, management has raised prices. Lately, prices have risen. You see? If I raise my hand will rise. The sun rises in the east. Nobody raises it, it's just the rotation of the earth, right? The sun rises in the east and it sets in the west. Rise, rose, risen. So this is an irregular verb. And this is the intransitive. And raise is the transitive verb, but it is regular. Raise, raised, raised. Okay? And let's see, we have another question here. This next one comes from Olivia. And this one came in through Facebook, through the Facebook group, English with Kyle. And let's see. We have, let's see, the question we have. Oh, yes. Hi, Kyle. Accustom and get used to are the same? Thank you. Okay, first of all, be careful with the grammar here. Are accustomed to and used to the same? Okay, well, be careful with your wording. Get used to is, that's right, acostumbrarse a. To get accustomed to. So essentially, used would be the same as accustomed. But in the sense of used to, accustomed to. No estoy acostumbrado a esta silla. I'm not used to this chair. No estoy acostumbrado a ello. A ella, excuse me, la silla. I'm not used to it. But I'm getting used to it. I am getting used to it. Poco a poco. Little by little, I am getting used to this chair. When I first sat down, it was really hard. I found it hard and it wasn't comfortable. But now, I'm getting used to it. I'm getting used to sitting on harder chairs. Little by little, I am getting used to it. Soon, I will be used to it. So to be used to something, estar acostumbrado a algo. To be used to something comes after you go through the temporary adjustment period known as getting used to something. Acostumbrarte, acostumbrarse a algo, to get used to. You get used to it, and then after a while, you are used to it. Okay? You're accustomed to it. I'm still getting accustomed to this chair. I'm still getting used to it. I'm not accustomed to it yet. I'm not used to it yet. Finally, tomorrow I say, you know what? I'm completely accustomed to this chair. I'm completely used to this chair. They're the same. In this sense, they are the same. But used to is more common. It's less formal. It's more common. Okay? Tardaron meses en acostumbrarse a ello. It took them months to get used to it. Meses. It took them months to get used to it. Yes. Okay. No estoy acostumbrado a mi cama nueva. I'm not used to my new bed. Now, yes, I could say I'm not accustomed to my new bed, but it's much more common to say I'm not used to my new bed. Okay? So they are the same. And it is followed by a noun. I'm used to my new bed. I'm not used to it. I'm not used to this chair. I'm getting used to it. So it's a noun. So, of course, if we choose to use a verb, what do? When our rule calls for a noun, if we want to use a verb, we can do it. But we use the ing. It's called the gerund noun. I'm not used to sleeping on such a hard bed. I'm not used to staying inside. I'm not used to... I'm not used to using this type of microphone. It's different. I have a new microphone. I'm not used to using it. Okay? I'm not used to the microphone. I'm not used to using this microphone. Okay? Now, this is accustomed to. Acostumbrado a. But there's another form of used to, of course, which is the past form. Que no tiene nada que ver. It's a completely unrelated form of used to. Which is used to plus infinitive. The main infinitive form of the verb. Okay? And this is a past form. Right? Yo antes vivía en un pueblo. I used to live in a town. Antes comía más pollo. I used to eat more chicken. Antes bebía mucha Pepsi. I used to drink a lot of Pepsi. Yeah. I used to live in a small town. I used to play ice hockey. I used to walk to school. I used to ride my bike to school sometimes. I used to walk home for lunch. Used to plus infinitive. This is a past form. This is completely different from the get used to, be used to structure. Okay? completamente distinto. Completely different. Okay? But to answer Olivia's question, yes, in the sense of accustomed to. Now be careful, because she wrote, she misspelled it and didn't use the to. So be careful, Olivia, but to get used to or to be used to are the same as to get accustomed to or to be accustomed to. With that acostumbrado, acostumbrarse sense. In that case, yes, they can mean the same thing. Okay? Good one. Well, let's see what's happening in the world of technology. Yes, sirree, technology today.
Technology today.
Well, former U.S. President Donald Trump is in the news as he has launched a new communications website, which says it will publish content straight from the desk of the former U.S. president. Now, Donald Trump was banned by Twitter and suspended by Facebook and YouTube after the Capitol riots in January. And the former president has since been releasing statements by press release. And this is basically a new website that will host these releases. So users will be able to open posts, and they will also be able to share them on Twitter and Facebook accounts. Now the move comes a day before a decision is due from Facebook's oversight board on whether to permanently ban Donald Trump. So that's coming very soon, that decision. Now, his senior advisor is a guy named Jason Miller, no relation to me, but he previously said that a new social media platform would be launched. This new platform is going to be big, he says. That sounds a lot like something Trump would say. But Mr. Miller tweeted on Tuesday, yesterday, that the new website was not the social media platform he had previously hyped to promote. He says, we'll have additional information coming on that in the very near future, he says. What this is a website. And it's reportedly built by an organization called Campaign Nucleus, a digital service company created by Donald Trump's former campaign manager, Brad Parscale. Now, a bunch of posts on these sites repeat claims that last year's presidential election was rigged. Rigged, like it was manipulated or planned. Now, the oversight board of Facebook will announce its decision on whether Trump will be permanently banned from the platform apparently today. So if he's allowed back onto Facebook, he will have 7 days to reactivate his account. Now, YouTube has said that they will reactivate Mr. Trump's account when the threat of real-world violence reduces. Now, Twitter, where Donald Trump had 88 million followers, has banned him permanently. So it seems like freedom of speech doesn't necessarily exist these days, but he is banned, so I don't know. I mean, I think whether his message is good or bad, I think it's kind of a dangerous thing to be banning people from popular social media platforms. But anyway, so when you get banned, what do you do? Well, if you're Donald Trump, you create your own. You create your own social media platform. That's what he's doing. So this is not his social media platform, but that is coming soon. So this is called Straight from the Desk. I guess you can search for it and find it. Straight from the Desk of Donald Trump. You can find it. But in addition to this, he's launching some sort of social media platform, apparently, quite soon. Now, I also heard an interview with him today with Donald Trump. I think it was recorded a few days ago. And he was asked if he is going to run for election for president again. And he said he would not comment on that yet. He said it's too early. But he did say that relatively soon he would have a big announcement that people that support him will be excited to hear. So what will that be? Will Donald Trump be running for president again in 2024? We don't know. And he did say that it costs a lot of money, and once you start to run, of course, the costs escalate very quickly. And there's certain things you can and can't do after you've officially announced your candidacy. So he says, I have to be careful not to make any announcement too soon. But it seems to me like maybe, like there's a good chance that he will be running again. So maybe we haven't seen the end of Donald Trump. It'll be interesting to see what happens. Anyway, I'm going to take a break, but you haven't seen the end of me either. I'll be back in a few minutes. We've got plenty more to talk about in the last half hour of our Drive Time show. Do you know the difference between to continue and to follow? Continue and follow. What's the difference? ¿Cuál es la diferencia? Seguir en español, claro. Continue y follow. ¿Cuál es la diferencia? I'm going to explain this to you. Lo voy a explicar en breve, en unos minutos. We're also going to look at some vocabulary from Mexico. Mexican vocabulary, also history. Today in history, that'll be coming up. We have also our interrogative challenge, our world famous interrogative challenge, our fact section, some interesting facts about Mexico that you may not know, and plenty more. Lots more to come in the third and final half hour of the Drive Time Show. I'll be right back, everybody, so don't touch that dial.
¿Alguna duda o necesitas información sobre cualquiera de nuestros cursos? Llámanos al 91-133-5833. Repito, 91-133-5833.
Lo que más miedo le da al profesional español es hablar por teléfono en inglés. Por eso, Vaughan ha desarrollado sus clases telefónicas, en las que trabajarás tanto tu comprensión auditiva como tu fluidez oral con un auténtico crack de la enseñanza. Tú eliges la hora y la temática de cada clase. Flexibilidad absoluta. Calidad Vaughan 100%.
Infórmate en Barcelona en el 933398687. En Madrid 91-133-5833.
Hello, I'm your Vaughan telephone class teacher.
Okay, now tell me you want to do 10 more push-ups.
I want to do 10 more push-ups.
Very good. Ask me if I'll tell you to do 10 more.
Will you tell me to do 10 more?
No, I'm going to tell you to do 20 more. Ask me if I care.
Did you care?
No, 20 more.
Come on.
Ahora, más oportunidades. Sigue entrenando tu inglés con tu mejor entrenador, un profesor Vaughan. ¿Por qué no aprovechas también ahora la hora de comer para poner en forma tu inglés? Apúntate a un curso de inglés trimestral por videoconferencia. Seguro que siempre has querido probar el famoso método Vaughan, pero no hay un centro Vaughan en tu ciudad. ¡Voilà! Aquí tenemos la solución ideal para ti. El método Vaughan en una clase por videoconferencia, con los profesores mejor formados para subir un peldaño tu nivel de inglés. Disfruta de todo el dinamismo e intensidad de una clase Vaughan ahora en videoconferencia y en una plataforma rápida y de fácil instalación. Nuestra avanzada tecnología permite que nuestras clases por videoconferencia tengan la misma velocidad e intensidad que una clase en el aula. En tan solo un par de clics podrás acceder a la plataforma y empezar tu clase. Y recuerda, prueba de nivel gratuita. ¿A qué esperas? Entra ahora en grupovaughan.com/clases videoconferencia. Fácil, cómodo y muy eficaz. Sigue poniendo en forma tu inglés.
A Vaughan English class is not the same as other English classes.
In a Vaughan English class, time is optimized to the max. Every minute counts for your company. Every minute counts for your English. It's all a question of mathematics. The more you practice key structures of the